All right. I'm going to be doing the Tahrir protests and Egyptian Revolution of 2011 as the main discussion for today, as well as the events leading up to the Egyptian Revolution. So, to start off, in 1981, this was sort of the beginning of what was to come in Tahrir Square. In 1981, Anwar el-Sadat was assassinated by attackers that had a connection to an Islamic militant group. Sadat was an advocate for making peace with Israel, and despite their past conflicts, Egypt and Israel were able to sign the Camp David Accords, which was essentially a peace treaty between the two countries. This took place in March of 1979. After the assassination of Anwar el-Sadat, the vice president of Egypt, at the time Hosni Mubarak, would take over as president. Once he was elected into office, he reinstated Egypt's state of emergency, which was removed from Egypt in 1980 by Sadat. The state of emergency was essentially the suspension of the normal Egyptian constitution, and new rules and regulations were adopted, some of them being temporary and some of them being permanent. It was basically a time of crisis, as in nothing is normal, nothing that you used to do is taking place now, this is a new time. In Mubarak's state of emergency, political expression, like the overall allowance of political expression, was reduced, and the powers and capabilities of the police were expanded upon. This is what ultimately led to the protests on Tahrir Square in 2011 against police brutality and just the abuse of police powers at the time. So, the actual events on Tahrir Square started in January of 2011, and it came to be known as the revolution in Egypt. The people were growing more and more upset with the policies and the lack of leadership from President Hosni Mubarak. This was mainly because of the increase in police brutality under Mubarak's years as president. The people responded by marching, and they took over important buildings in Egypt and also created lots of resistance, making it difficult for the police to effectively, in quotes, do their jobs. Some protesting was nonviolent, but a lot of events inflicted violence and a lot of destructions and deaths as well. So one incident between security forces and protesters got very out of hand, and about 850 people were killed and a massive total of 6,000 were injured in the process of that battle. The response from the protesters was burning over 90 police stations all across Egypt. And it became quite clear that the civil unrest would not go away until President Mubarak was out of office. On February 11th, almost a full month after these attacks, the vice president of Egypt at the time, Omar Suleiman, announced that Hosni Mubarak had stepped down as president, which sent the country into a frenzy. They would elect the Supreme Council of the Armed Forces leader, which was Mohammed Hussein Tanwati. This took place just 2 days after Mubarak's resignation, and the constitution was indefinitely suspended, and the two houses of parliament were torn apart completely. This meant that the military would essentially make all the decisions in Egypt until elections could take place, which was about 6 months away, the election was. These elections in the future led to the Muslims taking leadership in Egypt in June 2012, when Islamic leader Mohamed Morsi became the next president of Egypt. The people of Egypt were very quick to turn against Morsi, however, when he tried to implement an Islamic-like constitution in Egyptian society. Morsi also increased his overall power and diminished the power of the government and the parliament that had been put into place under his leadership. This basically just made him the ultimate decision maker, which outraged people. Members of the military and Egypt, the citizens of Egypt were, again, they were not happy with the decision, and more protests would follow. Similar to the protests against President Mubarak, actually, a lot of destruction, a lot of burning of buildings. On July 3rd, 2013, only 5 days after the protests began, Morsi was taken out of office via a coup led by General Abdel Fattah el-Sisi, who was the Minister of Defense in the military. El-Sisi would later become the President of Egypt in 2014, as he gained lots of popularity for overthrowing Mohamed Morsi. So some of these events were might seem repetitive, almost, like military leader comes in, takes out the terrible president, and then becomes the next president. Or political leader comes in, takes out this terrible leader, and he becomes the next president. Yeah, I mean, some of it was pretty similar, but in the end, Mubarak was very strongly, like, against the good of the people and more just, like, his own needs and what would take place would be under his leadership, and he wanted all the credit. Sort of the same thing with Morsi, like, because he diminished the power of the government and just the overall, like, structure of the Egyptian government was just, like, imbalanced. So the people didn't like this because they didn't want a dictatorship, which is what it appeared Morsi had tried to accomplish in Egypt. Anyway, thank you for listening. Peace.